Trump and Harris and Vance and Walz are focusing on closing in on their messages with just 11 days left to go.
Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's running mate, cast an early ballot Wednesday in St. Paul, Minnesota, a few days after pleading with Americans.
Please, America, show some sanity and elect Kamala Harris.
But Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, campaigning in battleground Arizona, has a novel idea for how to get Trump back in the White House.
I want every person in this room to get out there and vote 10 times.
Vote 10 times?
We're going to vote 10 times the legal way. And that means taking yourself to the polls and get 9 of your friends and family. Get them to the polls, make sure they vote the right way, and that's how we take this country back.
But Harris running mate Tim Walz says he's sick and tired of hearing about Donald Trump.
I get damn tired of talking about this guy. I get tired of seeing him on TV.
His advice for those who feel like he does.
So if you're sick of this guy, Kamala Harris is offering you a new way forward and a better tomorrow.
I'm Rita Foley.
All right, Kamala Harris spoke to undecided voters at a town hall event hosted by CNN last night in Pennsylvania to mixed reviews. But one comment in particular stood out.
At a town hall Wednesday night, Vice President Kamala Harris was asked if she thinks Trump is a fascist.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I also believe that the people who know him best on this subject should be trusted.
Trump hit back by falsely claiming the vice president called him Hitler.
Well, former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton, you know, he's the guy with the big, thick white mustache. John Bolton said that if Donald Trump wins, he's a danger to the country, but do not worry about Donald Trump being a fascist. John Bolton said, do not worry about Trump being a fascist. He said, I think it's a mistake to get into the controversy over whether or not Trump meets the definition of a fascist or not. He said, I think his behavior alone is troubling enough. But John Bolton said, to be a fascist, you have to have a philosophy. Donald Trump is not capable of having a philosophy. All right. Harris also picked up the endorsement of a former congressman, Fred Upton, a major player in the Republican Party in Michigan.
True leaders take responsibility. They tell the truth. They put their duty before personal greed and ambition. True leaders treat people with respect, even when those folks disagree with them. Trump does none of that. Instead of focusing on making people's lives better, Trump is leveling personal attacks, spreading more election lies, and engaging in some of the most unstable and unhinged behavior that we've ever seen from a presidential candidate. Time and time again, he's shown that he's completely unfit to serve as commander-in-chief.
You know, everybody keeps saying that, but it really doesn't matter to so many people. And I don't know about these endorsements. I don't think people are sitting around waiting to decide based on an endorsement. Donald Trump today is in Arizona and Nevada, and Kamala Harris is in Georgia. You know who's in Georgia with her? Former President Barack Obama, Bruce Springsteen, Spike Lee, and Tyler Perry. I don't think that matters to just the general population. I mean, people are going to love seeing these celebrities, but I don't think that these endorsements are something that really moves the needle. I don't think people are sitting around waiting. Oh, well, wait a minute. Well, this Republican endorses Kamala Harris. Now I'm going to forget about Trump and vote for Kamala Harris. I mean, I think it's interesting, but I just don't think it really changes anything. Georgia officials say that they thwarted an attempt to crash a state election website.
Georgia election officials acted quickly earlier this month to thwart an attempt to flood the state's absentee voter portal in an apparent effort to crash the site. That's according to the Secretary of State's office. The attack was limited to that part of the state's website, which voters use to request an absentee ballot. An official at the agency said users may have experienced a brief slowdown, but the site was never crashed and no data was compromised. He said it wasn't clear where the attack originated, and there's been no public indication that similar systems in any other state were subject to the same kind of attack. The Georgia Secretary of State's office told federal authorities about the attack. I'm Haya Panjwani.
All right, Harris is going to be in Texas tomorrow to rally with Colin Allred. He's running in a tight race against Republican Ted Cruz. Now, Ted Cruz used to be way ahead. Now this race is really close, and they're apparently going to be joined by one of America's biggest celebrities. Freedom.
Three people familiar with the matter who are not authorized to speak publicly tell the Associated Press Beyonce will be at Kamala Harris's rally Friday in Houston, which is Beyonce's hometown. The Harris campaign did not comment. Beyonce had given Harris permission early in her campaign to use the song Freedom, which has been Harris's walkout music. Beyonce had given tickets to her Washington concert last year to Harris and her husband Doug Emhoff. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Elon Musk is getting the wrong kind of attention from the Department of Justice for his alleged vote-buying scheme.
We've confirmed that the DOJ has sent a letter in the last few days to Elon Musk's America PAC, basically warning that the $1 million checks he's giving to registered voters may violate federal law. The world's richest man is randomly selecting registered voters in seven major battleground states who sign a petition supporting the First and Second Amendments.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you know, we've talked about this on the show. I think the total's $1 million, but he's offering $100 to a voter who will sign a pledge to vote for Donald Trump. Now, again, a lot of people are trying to figure out if that's legal or not. So, you know, I guess people could just sign the pledge and take the $100 and vote for whoever they wanted to vote for. Because, I mean, nobody's looking over your shoulder when you're actually voting. All right, cops in Arizona have found a large cache of weapons at the home of a man suspected of shooting up a Democratic campaign office.
Police in Tempe, Arizona have arrested a man in three shootings that damaged a Democratic National Committee office in suburban Phoenix. 60-year-old Jeffrey Michael Kelly is also accused of hanging political signs criticizing Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris that were lined with razor blades. The Maricopa County prosecutor says federal agents seized guns and over 250,000 rounds of ammunition from Kelly's home. Scopes, body armor, and silencers were also found, while a machine gun was discovered in the car he was driving. It's all leading law enforcement to believe he may have been planning a mass casualty event. Kelly's being held on three felony counts of acts of terrorism and four other counts. I'm Ben Thomas.
You know, Election Day is 12 days from today. And, you know, I've never been concerned about violence on Election Day. I'm concerned about this election. I am. I hope my concern is misplaced. I hope it's not true. But I'm concerned about violence on Election Day. And, you know, we will be here to talk about that. And we will be here the day after to talk about what results we know, because I don't think this thing's going to be decided the day after the election. But if there is, as some are predicting, if there is an Electoral College landslide, then, you know, it's going to be all over but the kicking and screaming.